WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave, filling in for Terry Gross. The film My Dinner with Andre is currently part of a festival of classic independent films by the Independent Features Project in New York. The 1981 film was written by Wally Shawn, who starred in it along with Andre Gregory, and directed by Louis Malle. Later, the three collaborated on the acclaimed film Vanya on 42nd Street. My Dinner with Andre looks like a real dinner conversation between Shawn and Gregory, but they're actually performing from a screenplay written by Shawn. Pauline Kael described the film as a mad tea party about the meaning of life. Here's a scene.
I mean, really, tell me, why do we require a trip to Mount Everest in order to be able to perceive one moment of reality? I mean, is Mount Everest more real than New York? I mean, isn't New York real? I mean, you see, I think if you could become fully aware of what existed in the cigar store next door to this restaurant, I think it would just blow your brains out. I mean, isn't there just as much reality to be perceived in the cigar store as there is on Mount Everest? I mean, what do you think? You see, I think that not only is there nothing more real about Mount Everest, I think there's nothing that different in a certain way. I mean, because reality is uniform in a way, so that if your perceptions are, I mean, if your own mechanism is operating correctly, it would become irrelevant to go to Mount Everest, and sort of absurd, because, of course, on some level, I mean, obviously, it's very different from a cigar store on 7th Avenue,
Well, I agree with you, Wally, but the problem is that people can't see the cigar store now. I mean, things don't affect people the way they used to. I mean, it may very well be that 10 years from now, people will pay $10,000 in cash to be castrated just in order to be affected by something.
Well, what? Why do you think that is? I mean, why is that? I mean, is it just because people are lazy today, or they're bored? I mean, are we just like bored, spoiled children who've just been lying in the bathtub all day, just playing with their plastic duck, and now they're just thinking, well, what can I do?
Okay, yes. We're bored. We're all bored now. But has it ever occurred to you, Wally, that the process that creates this boredom that we see in the world now may very well be a self-perpetuating, unconscious form of brainwashing created by a world totalitarian government based on money, and that all of this is much more dangerous than one thinks, and it's not just a question of individual survival, Wally, but that somebody who's bored is asleep, and somebody who's asleep will not say no?
A classic scene from My Dinner with Andre. Our guests today are Wally Shawn and Andre Gregory. Terry Gross spoke with Wally Shawn in 1985. He told her what it was like to write the screenplay.
I had to figure out how to distort us in order to make us into two people who would come into conflict and whose resolution would be somewhat, you'd feel a suspense about what would happen. So I made myself into a sort of super terrified little homebody, and everything that I have tried to get away from in myself in terms of being overly cautious in life, I put into the character. But still, the character I created was kind of appealing. And an awful lot of people have met me and been somewhat disappointed.
You had to play yourself in the movie. Was that hard to do? You'd already acted in other roles in films, but you'd never played a slightly fictionalized version of yourself before. Was it hard to, like, learn the lines that you'd already actually said in real life, more or less, and to play yourself, but not quite yourself, a little bit different than yourself?
Well, our director, Louis Malle, encouraged us to forget that it had anything to do with us, because I think he found that it was just unbelievably boring if we did what we would really do if Andre and I were having dinner together. And so Louis basically had to convince me that it should be played with a little more feeling shown than would be shown in life, and yet that it would look quite lifelike. And in fact, we rehearsed for a few months on video so that he could show that he was right about this point and others, which he always was.
you had to work for a while as a Xerox operator and a shipping clerk in order to make money to support yourself while you were writing plays. And what really shocked me is I was looking up, I think it was the contemporary theater biographies, and it says in it, under your entry, you know, 19 blah, blah, blah through blah, 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 Xerox operator, and it names the name of the company, and then it names the company that you did shipping for. And I figured, did he want this in? Did he ask that this be included in his biography and contemporary theater bios? So, did you?
I suppose there's a certain kind not necessarily very attractive bravado about this, because the reality is that I have, come from what you might call an upper-class background, and it's been by my own choice that I have done these things that have superficially made me not seem to be a member of the ruling class.
You know, that reminds me of one of the opening scenes in My Dinner with Andre, when you walk into a very expensive restaurant that Andre Gregory has chosen for you to meet at, and you come in wearing a slightly rumpled trench coat, and you're not dressed up or anything, and you look like you're feeling very out of place in this restaurant where Andre breezes in, and he's just wearing a sweater, but it doesn't matter he's casually dressed because he's at home in this place of expense and elegance because he knows how to behave in it. You know, he's just like one of them, even though he lives separate from it. And really, though, you grew up in a background where you could have been very at home in that. I mean, have you purposely tried to disassociate yourself from coming from, I guess, an upper middle class background?
From the time I was 13, I have always felt uncomfortable with the upper middle class world. I never felt that I was a part of it or wanted to be a part of it. It was in My Dinner with Andre that was sort of a coming out for me, because in the movie I admit that I came from a fancy background and don't. I mean, that's one of the things I like about the movie, is that it's a portrait of the dilettante children of that class in a certain way, if you want to look at it that way. You can look at the whole thing as a social satire, and that's why it's set in a fancy restaurant, and that's why we have the waiter who is actually working while we're philosophizing and so on. And I think for both Andre and me, it took a certain nerve to, instead of hiding from that, as I think we both always had, to sort of admit that.
Wally Shawn. He also collaborated with Andre Gregory on the film Vanya on 42nd Street, adapted from Gregory's stage production of the play, with Shawn in the role of Vanya. Terry spoke with them in 1994.